Though it's easy to exaggerate the differences between the Liberal Party and the Tory Party in the 1860s, 1870s, and at least early 1880s, it is important to indicate that developments over the half century, really, before Gladstone and Disraeli became leaders of their respective parties, those party differences had become clearer. I think religion helps us into one of the main differences between the Liberal and Conservative parties. Gladstone was himself a convinced Anglican. He was a member of the Church of England and one of the most obviously religious of public men. But a lot of his political support, a lot of the support for the Liberal Party, came not from the Church of England, although the so-called Whig aristocratic element were almost to a man Anglicans. It came, particularly in the towns, from nonconformity, from Wesleyan Methodism, from the Quakers, from Independents, Congregationalists and the rest. And the Liberal Party, therefore, was a mixture of Anglican and nonconformist. The Conservative Party, overwhelmingly Anglican. There was quite a lot of religious intolerance in the Tory Party, from which Disraeli, in the first half of his career, suffered. But Disraeli himself, from a Jewish background, quickly asserted his Anglicanism and then led a party whose strength was in the English countryside, among the squires and landowners of 19th century Britain. And the Conservative Party stood for the primacy of the aristocracy and the landed interest. It had fought viciously in the 1840s to preserve protection for agriculture. That had been lost with Peel's repeal of the Corn Laws in 1846. But it was not noted as a party of reform. The Liberal Party had embraced cautious reform, administrative reform, and had among its members a number who wanted to extend the rights to vote beyond the relatively limited extent to which that privilege had been granted to a large number of people in 1832. It is therefore a huge reversal when Disraeli, anxious to establish almost a new identity for the Tory party, certainly a separate identity, committed his party to trying to achieve a reform of Parliament in 1867 when the Conservatives didn't actually have a majority in the House of Commons. The success of Disraeli and Derby in manufacturing a Reform Act revived the Conservative Party and set up a period of extraordinary, almost equal rivalry between Liberal and Conservative. The Liberals won the first election under the new rules in 1868, the Conservatives won in 1874, and the Liberals won once more in 1880. But what Disraeli had achieved in 1874 was the first election victory, the first time the Conservative Party had won with an overall majority in a general election for more than 30 years, when he, against the odds and against his own expectation, actually, won the election of 1874.